Yeah, look, this bloke, he hasn't played any rugby league at the NRL this year, but he's a big part of the Dolphins. In fact, every single Dolphins jersey, it's not the alternate leaf that they like at the front of there. it's the initials of Tommy Gilbert that's on the side of the jersey. He joins us in studio this afternoon. Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Update, mate. And look, it's well documented. Did your knee, but, you know, flying back, got a blood clot. It moved up, went into your lungs and where into your heart. And then, so you've been waiting to have this operation. Do you even know when the operation's going to be yet? Have we been given a date? I spoke to the club and they're like, oh, I think he knows. It's soon. Yeah. Do we know?
To be honest, I wish I had a date for surgery booked in. It's, I'll tell you what, I'm over halfway. So I'm closer to seeing the lung specialist. That's where I'm at. So I got an appointment in 4 weeks and then obviously we go from there with the surgery. Scary,
yeah, that would have been really nerve-wracking.
Looking back on it, like definitely something I'm really glad we did our due diligence and the medical staff were awesome and we got on top of it. We didn't, you know, do what ifs. We just got it done. So I'm super glad we got on top of it because it could have been worse and it was all low-end stuff, low risk. But obviously it's made my timeline much longer than it needed to be.
A little birdie told me, and Jones, you like this, that middle forwards, you know, they're wired differently at the best of times. But he's like telling the surgeons, no, mate, I'm right. I'm right to have the operation. And the surgeon, literally, am I right to say the surgeon?
My 10-year medical degree says otherwise.
The surgeon, he said, mate, you leave this to me. This is not your domain.
Well, it's funny. So on the Friday night at the Broncos game, we were sitting in the sheds with our doctor and I kind of snapped back at him and said, why am I waiting? Like, hurry up and get this done. And he actually snapped back at me and gave me a scientific response. So
you're like, okay, you're smarter
Research
than me.
Research shows,
Mate, what is going on in Redcliffe at the moment? Kaufusi, he's got a hamstring. The Hammer, he's now 4-6 with a hamstring. Herbie's got a shoulder. Flegg's got a shoulder. Milford's, he's doing a couple of weeks for putting a pot shot into the ribs of Reece Walsh. It is a wretched run of injuries at the moment.
Yeah, it's been very challenging as a squad, I guess, but one of the big emphasis we had probably day one was that we needed a squad to get through this whole year. We kind of learnt from last year that, you know, somewhat we maybe lacked a bit of depth and experience in those positions, but now we've got that. So a good example is Max Plath, you know, his first, you know, when he's not suspended.
We love Max Plath here.
Yeah, we do.
He's a fan of ours. Yeah. Well-spoken. He's of your ilk, mate. They're all well-spoken young men.
So I think we've got that this year. And I think, you know, for 40 minutes on the weekend against a good team in the comp, we competed really well. So definitely we're being challenged in ways I guess you don't want to be challenged, but I think because of the way our squad trained all year, I think we're going to deal with this really well. And, you know, Wayne's the best manager of people and teams and, you know, he is not panicked and, you know, the next bloke in is going to do a great job and that's a good thing.
Have you ever had any opportunities to go explore something else that you like doing? Do you like colouring in or do you like...
We had Adam Reynolds. He likes Lego. He was here earlier. He loves Lego.
So. Yeah, well, I'm not a Lego person. I'm doing an internship, actually.
Oh, great.
At North Harbour, which is a property development out at Burpengary. So doing that once a week, which is really good. Doing my uni.
How good. What about, will they beat Parramatta in Darwin? I mean, it's a big task. I mean, it's got to, you're not, no one expects the Dolphins this week to win with the injury toll.
I think what injuries do to a team is, and you know, you're missing key players. You know, obviously we named a few, some really key players that, you know, will be paramount to our success, but you simplify your game plan. So it's go out there, do your absolute best, leave it all out there. And I think we still got a lot of those blokes in the team, Mark Nichols, Ray Stone, Max Plath, you know, and people that...
Izzy Katoa.
Yeah, you know.
He goes all right.
I don't like giving halfbacks to him a compliment, but he's been awesome. It's a real opportunity for them, I guess, to step up, but a simple game plan can really suit some people.
Yeah.
Well, Dolphins are in great nick at the moment, mate. We can't wait to see what you can put on the field when you're actually back on it, mate. Tommy Gilbert, thanks for joining the Rush Hour.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.